easy to miss in the way that the bulletin's formatted, but that first reading from Philippians is in fact the lyrics to a hymn. Bible scholars call it the Christ hymn. Maybe it's the first hymn, first Christian hymn we've ever seen. And Paul communicates this hymn to the church in Philippi to say what Jesus has done for us in coming down and being raised up becomes a pattern of our own lives together. I was thinking about Philippians at the outset of the pandemic, now over 2 years ago, and that first burst of how do I communicate with a church that I cannot see face to face was to take the letter of Philippians, and some of you might recall this, for some of you that were within a couple miles of the church, I may have even shown up on your porch with a copy of my letter to the Bethesdians. Based on Philippians, it was a very loose paraphrase trying to share Paul's heart for those that church, but to update it for our own circumstances. It'd be interesting for me to look back and see what I thought 2 years ago as far as what would come in the next months and years. But Paul talks about having the mind of Christ in us, the same mind in Christ to be also in us. And what does that look like in our life together? And what does that look like today at the outset of Holy Week? The way up is down. The way for God to draw us up into eternal life is by Christ coming down among us. So the first half of the hymn says, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Being born in human likeness and being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. What's interesting is that the word though, right there at verse 6, who, though he was in the form of God, did not consider this equality to be exploited. The word though isn't actually in the Bible. The word though isn't in the Greek. All that's there is who, being in the form of God, did not consider this to be exploited. But what's going on here? We have a history of people saying, surely God would not empty himself and give everything to the point of death, except on a rare occasion. And that's God sort of stepping out of character for God. Just one time, I'll come down, I'll humble myself, I'll empty myself, I'll give myself for the others. And so the word though gets stuck in there because we think it's a contrast. Although Jesus was in the form of God and equal with God, although that's true, he nevertheless emptied himself and took the form of a servant to the point of death. But the word though isn't in there. In fact, what we have in Christ is that he reveals the Father's heart. He shows us who God is and what God is like. Because Jesus was equal with God, because Jesus was in the form of God, therefore he emptied himself. Therefore he took the form of a slave and gave himself unto death. This actually is not a contrast to what God is normally like. This is who God is. God is the one who gives all, wholly and completely, out of love and overflowing grace. Because Jesus was God, he emptied himself and gave himself, even to the point of death. Because God knows and Christ shows that the way up is down. The way up is down. That word exploited is also interesting because Paul's writing to people who live in a military town. Some of you have lived on a military base or in a military town. Philippi was a military town. That's why it was named after an old king. And Roman soldiers who plundered and expanded the empire of Rome, well, you don't want all those rich and powerful soldiers to settle back in the tiny city of Rome. And so the incentive was, you help us expand the empire, you will receive a payout, and we will establish colonies. We will establish military towns for you to retire and live out of the abundance that you've earned. And the word is the same. Exploited is the word for plunder. This whole town, this whole church that Paul's writing to, is a city that was created out of the plunder of the Roman Empire and the payout of that plunder to all the various officials who had a hand in that victory. And Paul is now telling the church, Jesus, being God, did not consider his godness to be a thing to plunder, to be a thing to bring only to his own benefit, but he emptied himself. And here Jesus goes downward. We read a very long section at the end of the Passion story, right leading up to the death and burial of Jesus. We could even back up and consider Jesus coming downward, down the Mount of Olives on a donkey, when every other king would come into town on the straight road on a horse with a whole cavalry to escort. Jesus goes downward to a donkey, downward to the city. And in fact, when the Pharisees would shut up the disciples for fear that the Romans would crack down on this, Jesus says, even if they all were silenced, the very stones would cry out. Because the depths of creation are groaning for what Jesus is about to do. Even the lifeless stones are quivering with anticipation for the new creation Jesus will bring through his death and resurrection. The way down is up. Jesus goes downward to the dirty feet of his disciples and washes them and tells Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you can have no part of me. He takes the form of a servant and loves his disciples to the end. He serves bread and wine and promises, this is my body and blood for you. And he puts that bread in Judas's mouth, and as well as everyone else gathered there at the table. He descends to the depths of their feet. He descends to the depths of a meal. He descends to his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane and prays, Father, if it's possible, take this suffering, this cup from me. But in any event, not my will, but your will, Father, be done. He descends to the depths of despair in this prayer on his knees. And then, of course, he descends to the depths of silence when standing before his accusers who spit lies of blasphemy, Jesus stands silent and lets Pilate's own word make his own confession. You say that I am a king. Pinned to a cross, Jesus descends to the depths of mercy for the very people who nailed him there. He prays, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He descends to the depths. Down is the way up. Therefore, Paul tells the Philippians, therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. The way down is up. The way up is down. Raised to new life on the third day, Jesus now ascends to life. He ascends to lordship at the right hand of the Father. He ascends to the lasting praise of all creation, above and below and on the earth. And we've been crucified with Christ. We no longer live of ourselves. The life we live in the body, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us, who gave himself for you and me. Crucified with Christ, we find our story in the story of that criminal who hung at Jesus' side, who didn't claim anything for himself, but simply asked, Jesus, remember me. Don't remember what I've done. Don't remember all the promises of things I would do or should do. Just remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. The criminal crucified with Christ no longer lives but by faith in the one who has loved him to the end. Let the same mind that was in Christ Jesus be found in you, Bethesda. Because of Jesus commending his spirit into the Father's hands, he commends our spirits with his to the Father. And the way up is down. The way to where you want to go or think you want to go, the way to get there is down. Our book club is reading a new book. It's called Be the Bridge, Pursuing God's Heart for Racial Reconciliation. It's a beautiful book. It's designed for small groups. And so even if you aren't in our book club, which join us, we meet once a month, so it's not too big a commitment. But if you have your own Bible study or circle or book club on your own, I suggest Be the Bridge. And Latasha Morrison, the author, tells her story and shares the stories of other people of color in our country. And what's important about being the bridge is that whenever we talk in general theory about things like racism, we end up with loaded words and terms that we argue about. We argue about definitions. We get so in the clouds and up above trying to say it like it is that we miss the individual, each person's story, each person's experiences. And being the bridge for this book and in our really incredible conversation yesterday morning, we find that being the bridge means seeking to understand each other because the way up is down. The way to racial reconciliation is to go down in humility and empathy and lament and confession and listening to people's stories, not to various theories and arguments about what's going on in the big picture. The way up is down. How do we love each other face to face? How do we be little Christ to each other face to face? Martin Luther taught us that we don't live in ourselves. A Christian lives in God by faith and in the neighbor by love. How do we do this? How do we be the bridge? The way up is down. This is true not only in big concerns like racism, but this is true in our families. The way up is down. The way to renewing your marriage is one of you has to go down first and say, let's start with what I've done. Let me start with my contribution to the impasse in our relationship. If one person goes first instead of resenting the inaction of the other person, then the way down is the way down becomes the way up. I see some of you couples smiling at each other up there. All right. This happens in all kinds of relationships, that the way up is down. To get beneath the fog of loaded terms, to personal stories, to empty ourselves like Christ emptied himself, to empty ourselves of all of the stories we've plundered and exploited that put us in the best light and put other people in the worst light. To empty ourselves of our assumptions so that Christ can fill us on our knees. The way up is down. And this morning, we come again to the Lord's Supper, where the way up is down, where the way to God the Father is through the gift of the Son in the smallest and most ordinary of a meal. On our knees, or in spirit on our knees, we receive this gift of Christ. This isn't an Easter egg hunt, where the strongest and the fastest Christians get the eggs and whatever's inside. But instead, the Lord of Easter hunts us down and comes to us with our cracked shells or our empty egg shells and fills us with the embryo of new life so that we might have such a mind in our own lives together and for the sake of this world. The way up is down. And in this holy week ahead, as we reconvene for worship on Thursday and Friday and Easter Sunday, we go down with Christ to the foot of the cross where we are crucified with him, trusting in his mercy that he will raise us up. Amen.